And now to the Republicans. John McCain and Sarah Palin held a rally together today in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, on the campus of Lehigh University.
I don't have to tell you in so many ways Washington is still on the wrong track. We need to change, and I know how to deliver it. The status quo is not on the ballot. We're going to see change in Washington. The question is, in what direction will we go?
NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the campaign. And Scott, both Senator McCain and Governor Palin have been pretty aggressive on the stump lately. What was the tone today?
Well, that's right. Governor Palin, in particular, over the weekend had been very aggressive in attacking Barack Obama's character, mentioning repeatedly his loose connection to the Vietnam-era radical William Ayers. There was none of that today. What we did hear was a drawing of distinctions on policy matters, things like offshore oil drilling, support for nuclear power. And then when Senator McCain himself began speaking, he continued to raise the kind of questions he had on Monday in Albuquerque about whether Barack Obama's record matches his rhetoric. But on the whole, I would say this was a less aggressive attack than we've been hearing from the McCain-Palin campaign in recent days.
Now, in last night's debate, Senator McCain also talked about buying up, having the government buy up bad mortgages at the lower home value. What did he talk about that or flesh that out on the stump today?
He did mention it. He didn't add a whole lot of meat to the bones, although the campaign has been providing some backup materials in other settings. But this was a plan that they trotted out during the debate. They're calling it the McCain Resurgence Plan. The name may be the newest thing about it, because Senator McCain has talked in the past about having the FHA provide refinancing opportunities for distressed homeowners.
Now, with John McCain behind in the polls, and we just heard from David Green that Barack Obama is trying to make Senator McCain spend money where he might not want to, what is the McCain campaign strategy? Where are they putting their emphasis in this next week before the final debate of the season?
It is interesting to see where the candidates are spending their time. We are in Pennsylvania and Ohio today, two states that the party split in the election 4 years ago, with the Democrats winning Pennsylvania and President Bush winning Ohio. Tomorrow, John McCain will be in Wisconsin, hoping for a takeaway from the Democratic column. That was a fierce battleground in 2004. But on the whole, the Republican ticket is having to play defense in a lot of red states, while the Obama campaign is able to sort of expand the map. One thing that senior advisor Charlie Black noted last night, though, if McCain can defend all the red states that George Bush won 4 years ago, that adds up to 270, the number of electoral votes needed to maintain the White House.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley with the McCain campaign in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Thanks, Scott.
My pleasure.